This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, malik yawm al-deen. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa ilayka al-mushtaka wa bika thiqatu wa alayka tuklan wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa halul 'uqdata min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين إن شاء الله تعالى. This is a continuation of our regular tafsir class. We left off last week speaking about Prophet Ibrahim عليه السلام عليه الصلاة والسلام, and how he ensured that his offspring, who were also prophets, Ismail and Ishaq, and their children, they carried on his legacy, they carried on his message, which was the message of Tawheed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after speaking about the Banu Israel, the Yahud, spoke about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, because Prophet Ibrahim, like we mentioned, is someone who is a central figure for all faith and religions, and it is everyone claims to be a follower of Ibrahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that Ibrahim was a Muslim and that his religion was Islam, and that no one has a claim on him unless they follow his way. And then Allah clarified what his way is, that it was to call towards one Rabb, one worthy of worship, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to submit yourself fully. Then Allah spoke about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and why he is held in such a high regard, when Allah mentioned that لَقَدْ اسْتَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. We chose him in this world and he is among the righteous in the hereafter. So Allah mentions that Allah made him an imam. إِنِّي جَعَلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. And how, why did Ibrahim deserve all this praise? Because of how much he submitted to Allah, how Muslim he was. And when Allah answers the question, why did Ibrahim get all of this? Allah summarized it in one verse, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And when his Lord said to him, submit, he said, I surrender myself to the Lord of the worlds. Every single challenge, every single commandment, everything Allah asked of Ibrahim, he did it. And we as believers are told to follow his way, to the point where as much as we are following Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the only prophet we mention as almost as much as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, in the Jum'ah, when we read the salawat upon the prophet, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad kama salaita ala man? Ala Ibrahim. In the tashahud, we mention Ibrahim. When we wake up in the dua, asbahna ala deeni nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala millati abina Ibrahim. So we mention Ibrahim when we wake up. We mention Ibrahim in our prayer. We mention Ibrahim on the minbar because he embodies two things which our religion revolves around. Tawheed and Islam. Worship one Allah, the only one worthy of worship, and submit yourself to Allah through your actions. Then we spoke about the verses where Ibrahim, not only was he focused on himself, but he was extremely dedicated to the guidance of those that came after him. And he mentioned how at first when Allah mentions he is an imam, he says, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, what about my offspring? So he's worried about his children. You learn from there, don't only think of yourself, think of those that are near you, those that are connected to you as well, and worry about their faith as well. And whatever challenges you must face today to ensure that their faith is saved, do so. This is where the person has to start thinking about where they live, what society they are in, how am I preparing for my children to stay Muslims? Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is a prophet, is doing everything he can. He is making dua all the time. Oh Allah, save my children. In Surah Ibrahim, وَجُنُوبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, protect me and my children from the worship of idols. Here, the first, when Allah gives him the imamah, Allah says, إِنِّي جَعَلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. I will make you an imam, O Ibrahim. He says, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, and what about my offspring? And Allah tells him, لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Not all of them. Not all of your offspring will be good. And we know this. Not every single person that his lineage goes to Prophet Ibrahim has been good. But those among them that are righteous, yes, we will make them imams as well. And from the top of those is Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is from the progeny and from the offspring of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Allah speaks about Ibrahim building the Kaaba. Again, why is this so important in the context of Surah Al-Baqarah? The Prophet is now dealing with the Yahud and the Nasara. And the Yahud and the Nasara, they claim that they follow Prophet Ibrahim, but they want nothing to do with the Kaaba. Right? They don't regard it, they don't respect it. So this shows you that their claim is incorrect. If you truly follow Ibrahim, then how come you have nothing to do with the Kaaba? If the one who built it, or rebuilt it like we spoke about. And again, showing you that Rasulullah Muhammad is more connected to Prophet Ibrahim than these two groups. He is a direct descendant. He is a follower. He is the one who revived his religion. And what the main connection between Rasulullah Ibrahim and Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other than the fact that he's his actual grandchild, is there are many connections, including that Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked like Prophet Ibrahim. He looked like Prophet Ibrahim. When he met him, who can tell me where he met him? In the Isra wal Mi'raj. When he met him, he realized that he looked a lot like his great-great-great-grandfather, Ibrahim alayhi salam. But the connection is when the Prophet told us, "Ana da'watu Ibrahim." I am the dua of Ibrahim. Rasulullah Muhammad is literally the manifest of the dua of Ibrahim. Which dua is that? When him and his son Ismail were building the Kaaba, they said, "Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula." Oh Allah, send amongst the people of Mecca a messenger. And that messenger was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as this discussion is going on, Allah tells us about Prophet Ibrahim. Allah tells us that he ensured that his son Ismail and Ishaq stayed upon Tawheed, and he asked them, "Wassa biha Ibrahimu banihi wa Ya'qub," and also Ya'qub, which is his grandson, to stay upon Tawheed. And then Ya'qub himself, Allah says, "Am kuntum shuhada'a idh hadar Ya'qub al-maut?" And were you present, O Yahud? Because the Yahud claimed that Prophet Ya'qub was Jew, was a Yahudi, and he was from their religion. And no, he was upon Islam. And then Allah asks the question, "Am kuntum shuhada idh hadar Ya'qub al-maut?" Were you present when death came upon Ya'qub? And he said to his children, "Ma ta'buduna min ba'di?" What will you worship after me? Who are Ya'qub's children? Yusuf, Binyamin, and the others. The eldest, which was called Yehuda. And this is one of the reasons the word Yehud, where did it come from? I mentioned this in my earlier classes as well. Where did the word Yehud come from? And what does it mean? There are many opinions. One of them is that it came from the word Hudna ilayk, meaning coming back. Inna Hudna ilayk. Oh Allah, we came back to you. Meaning after they worshiped the idol, they came back and they repented. And this is where they got the term Yahud. Alladina hadu alladina raja'u. Another opinion is here mean Yehuda. Yehuda was the eldest son of Ya'qub. Ya'qub has many sons. How many mentioned the Quran? 12. Among them, the eldest is Yehuda. And of course, one of the youngest is Binyamin, and the second youngest is Yusuf alayhi salam. And they were from a different mother than the rest. And we know the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. So they say it is the word Yehud means they are the descendants of Yehuda, the eldest son of Ya'qub, whose name was also Israel. Anyway, so Ya'qub is telling his children, all of them, "What will you worship after me?" And what do they say? "Na'budu ilahaka wa ilaha abaika Ibrahima wa Ismaila wa Ishaq." We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, and the Lord and the ilah of our forefathers, Ibrahim, Ismaila, and Ishaq, ilahan wahida, one. So our ibadah, our worship is to one. This is, and now you look at the Yahud, and they are deifying their saints, and they are doing all of these shirkiyat. You look at the Nasara, look what's happening with the Trinity. So they didn't follow the way of the prophets, they deviated. Now, another misconception is that just because you are associated or connected to the prophets by way of lineage, doesn't make you righteous. Remember what when Ibrahim said, "All of my children, Allah guide them," what did Allah say? "La yanalu ahdi al-zalimin." So Allah is teaching us in the following verse, "Tilka ummatun qad khalat." Remember, those prophets and those messengers, and they are gone. لها ما كسبت. They have earned what they have worked for. ولكم ما كسبتم. And to you is what you work for. ولا تسألون عما كانوا يفعلون. And you will not be asked about what they have done. So in that verse, we learned that to each his own. So worry about yourself and your ibadah. Now, tonight, inshallah, this is just a recap of last week's lesson. We start with قوله تعالى وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا. So in this verse, إخواني في الله, وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى. The Yahud and the Nasara are speaking, and they said, كونوا هودا, become among the Yahud, follow this faith. أو نصارى, and the Nasara said, become Nasara. Why? تهتدوا, you will be guided. Become a Christian, or follow the religion of the Jewish faith, and you will be guided. Allah mentions them together. They said, either be a Yahudi or a Nasrani. That doesn't mean that they're on the same team. The Yahud and the Nasara are not on the same team. In fact, they reject each other. And Allah mentions, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. The Yahud said, the Nasara are wrong, and they're upon nothing. And the Nasara said, the Yahud are wrong, they're upon nothing. So in this verse, it doesn't mean that they collectively said, be a Yahudi or Nasrani, and you will be saved. No, each one is calling towards their own. The Yahud are saying, be Yahud, and the Nasara are saying, be Nasara. Why? تَهْتَدُوا, you will be guided. This is a claim. They're claiming that they have guidance. What does Allah say, subhanahu wa ta'ala? قُلْ, say, O Muhammad, بَلْ rather, مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. The religion of Ibrahim, حَنِيفًا, which is upright and away from shirk. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And Ibrahim was not among those who do shirk. Meaning what? You are in shirk. And the right way can never be shirk. So we are upon the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So, the Yahud and the Nasara are saying, follow our way, تهتدوا. We say to them, قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was not among the mushriks. إخواني في الله, the word mushrik, it means one that associates partners with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? If you worship other than Allah, you have fallen to shirk. Now, what is a kafir? A kafir is someone that rejects the truth. The word kafara literally means to cover something up, right? And I find that very interesting. Kafar, cover. To cover something, kafar. And you'll find that many words in the English language are very similar to the words in the Arabic language. And in fact, someone compiled the words in the English language that have their roots from Arabic, and Allah knows best. And you'll find many of those, right? To cover something up. And a taghtiyah. So what does the kafir do? They cover up the truth by way of rejecting, right? They cover up the truth by way of rejecting. So those that reject the truth from the prophets, from the people of Haqq, after it came to them, they are kafara, right? They covered up the truth and they rejected it. Are they also mushriks? The word mushrik is usually used, most of the time used for the one that worships besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what about the one that doesn't worship anything? Like the mulhid or the atheist? What about the person that follows their own desires and doesn't live religious? Are they also mushrikeen? The answer is the word mushrik can be used for them as well. How is that possible? Because innahum ya'buduna shaytan. They are worshipping the shaytan. How are they worshipping the shaytan? When Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his father, Ya abati la ta'abudi shaytan. Oh my father, do not worship the shaytan. Was Azar a devil worshipper? Was he a Satanist? No, he wasn't. He was an idol worshipper. So why would Ibrahim alayhi salam say to his father, La ta'abudi shaytan? لِأَنَّ كُلُّ مَنْ خَالَفَ الْحَقِّ فَقَدْ عَبَدَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Everyone that goes against the truth is worshipping the shaytan by way of obedience. By way of obedience. This is the ta'a of the shaytan. So, those that follow their own desires, refuse to follow the haqq, refuse to worship Allah Almighty, they are in fact worshipping the shaytan. Maybe not directly, but through obeying him and his way. Because who started this path of disobeying the Almighty? Shaytan. And what is his sole purpose? To deviate humanity. And if you follow him in that, and allow him to do that to you, فَكَانَّمَا عَبَدْتَهُ. فَهِمْتُمْ أَخْوَانِ فِي اللَّهِ فَكُلُّ مَنْ عَبَدَ غير الله مشرك وكل من كفر أيضا مشرك. Right? So this term can be used for both. Although technically shirk means to associate partners with Allah, but this it can be used for both. طيب. Where was I? وما كان من المشركين, and Ibrahim was never among the mushriks. How can he be when he is Abu Tawheed, the father of Tawheed? He is the one who called towards Tawheed all of his life. All of these challenges that he faced was regarding Tawheed. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. So, now the Yahud and the Nasara are saying, become one of us, you will be guided. What does Allah tell us? Qulu say, amanna billahi, we believe in Allah. Wama unzila, and that which has been revealed. Ilayna, to us. وَمَا أُنزِلَ, and that which has been revealed. إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, upon Ibrahim. وَإِسْمَعِيلَ, and Ismail. وَإِسْحَاقَ, and Ishaq. وَيَعْقُوبَ, and Yaqub. وَالْأَسْبَاطِ, and their grandsons. As the Asbat are the children, it's referring to the 12 children of Yaqub. They are called the Asbat. The word Asbat comes from Sibt. What is a Sibt in the Arabic language? A Sibt is the child of your daughter. The child of your daughter. In that case, who is the sibt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hassan and Hussein, they are the asbat of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's what sibt means. But in this context, it's referring to the children of Yaqub. وَمَا أُوتِيَ, and we believe. Remember the beginning of the verse, say we believe. So we believe in that which has been revealed upon us and that which has been revealed upon all these messengers, Ibrahim, wa Ismail, wa Ishaq, wa Yaqub, wa al-Asbat. And we also believe, وَمَا أُوتِيَ, that which has been given to Musa. Who can tell me what that is? What's been given to Musa? The Torah. وَمَا وَعِيسَ, and what's been given to Isa, which is what? The Injil. وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and that which has been revealed upon the prophets, مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, from their Lord, لَا نُفَرِّقَ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, we make no distinction between them, وَنَحْنُ, and we, as the Muslims, لَهُ, to Allah alone, مُسْلِمُونَ, we have submitted. This is our faith. You're telling us, join Yahudiya, join Nasraniya, we're here to tell you what you should be joining, what the haqq is, the way of all these prophets. Allah is teaching us here what our faith is. This verse has summarized our faith. We believe in that which has been revealed upon us and that which has been revealed upon Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub. What this is teaching you, ikhwani fillah, is that your faith, your religion, is something that has been continuing for centuries and centuries and Allahumma sta'a, what I'm looking for, and millennia. It's that which has come from all the prophets. This is what Islam is. You have people deviating from this path all the time. Splinters deviating from the path to one way or another. But the haqq is the haqq. Oh Allah, guide us to the haqq, to the sirat al-mustaqim. This is the sirat al-mustaqim. That which has been upon the prophets, all of these prophets. Tayyib. What's interesting is you have a similar verse like this in Al-Imran. But there is slight differences. And I find that's very interesting. Here Allah says, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. Say, O Muslims, all of you, say, all of you, آمنا بالله. In Surah Al-Imran, you'll find, قُلْ. قُلْ آمنا بالله. Say, we believe in Allah. What's the difference between قُولُ and قُلْ? قُولُ, Allah is speaking to the Ummah, to the Muslims. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah is speaking to the Prophet directly. Say. And then, in this verse, we say, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا, and that which has been revealed to us. In the verse in Al-Imran, it's, وَمَا أُنزِلَ Alayna, and that which has been revealed upon us, and that is talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet's directly receiving revelation. Alayna, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا, the Prophet speaking about himself and the prophets. But when we say وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا, that which has been revealed to us by means of the messengers. And then all of these same prophets are mentioned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. So we don't distinguish between any of the messengers. That's one of the defining traits of our faith, ikhwan fillah. Think about this. You look at Yahud, they reject Isa alayhi salam. They reject him. You look at the Nasara, they reject Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, their belief about the messengers and prophets is corrupted. If you read the scriptures, you will find that the prophets that they describe, they are not the same prophets as we learn about in the Quran. We learn about the prophets that are the best of mankind. right? The most virtuous of mankind, right? When you hear the way they describe Prophet Lut alayhi salam, or they describe other messengers, it is definitely not the haqq that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember one time I had a discussion with a Christian sister, and we were talking about our faiths, and I just asked her one question. I said, what is a prophet? And they said, they are people that have been inspired by God, and they are the best among us, and they're sent, etc. Correct? I was like, should they be the best of us or the worst of us? She said, the best of us. I told her, tell me about Lot. Do you know about him? Yes. What does the Bible say about him? She got quiet. She said, I don't want to talk about that. It makes me uncomfortable. I was like, well, it doesn't make me uncomfortable when I talk about Lut. I would love to tell you about Lut because his story is amazing, and he's a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that just shows you, ikhwani fillah, that there is something wrong with their faith. She knew. She didn't want to continue that conversation because the way they describe some of the messengers is not people that should be followed. Like the things that have been, it shows you, ikhwani fillah, that the tariqah of the anbiya is preserved in Islam. The tariqah of the anbiya is preserved in Islam. No other faith has preserved it. Tayyib. We mentioned what al-asbat is, وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. So as Muslims, we don't separate between the prophets, and we don't exaggerate with them either. This is the defining trait of Islam, وَسَطِيَّ, اِعْتِدَال. Right? Look at, for example, Isa alayhi salam. We say he is a messenger of Allah, right? So the Yahud say he is not a messenger of Allah. We say he is. The Nasara say he is the son of God. We say, no, he isn't. This is the wasatiyah, the balanced view of Islam. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and we submit to Allah alone. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Later we'll come to a verse that's saying, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. And then finally we come across a verse saying, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ. What's interesting is, if you wanted to say we submit to Allah, you could have said وَنَحْنُ مُسْلِمِينَ لَهُ. وَنَحْنُ مُسْلِمِينَ لَهُ. But وَنَحْنُ لَهُ, when you bring forward the word لَهُ, it means exclusively, only. We only submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that shows you, إخواني في الله. And also, in the beginning of the ayah, faith was mentioned. قولوا, say آمنا, we believe in our hearts, in that which has been revealed. At the end of the ayah, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and we are submitting to Allah with our actions. So these two go hand in hand. What you believe should be manifested in your actions. طيب. Now that we have laid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down what they should be believing in. What did the Yahud and Nasara say? كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا. Believe, be among the Yahud or the Nasara, you will be guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered them, no. Rather, you say, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. This is what you should be believing in. This is Islam. This is the truth. This is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Allah tells us, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا. If they believe, if the Yahud and the Nasara believe, بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ, in the same thing that you have believed, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدُوا, then they indeed have been guided. Forget their story of guidance being joining the Yahud or the Nasara. No. If they believe in what we just mentioned, this is what true guidance is. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا. So if they believe, بِمِثْلِ, in the like of that, مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ, that you have believed in, which is what? That which has been revealed upon the prophets, all of Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, right? If they believe in all of that, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, they have been guided. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, and if they turn away, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, then they are only in opposition of the truth, in opposition of the prophets, in opposition of Ibrahim alayhi salam, whom they claim to follow. They are not upon his way, rather they are upon their own way. They are upon a shiqaq, another way. Shaq, something, shaq means the side, to the side, right? If you read the hadith that mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's ghusl, فَبَدَأَ بِشَقِّهِ الْأَيْمَنِ, he would start from his right side, right? So it means they went to the side. They're not upon this path anymore. They deviated. فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, they are upon deviation. They went to the side of the truth. They are in opposition of the truth. طيب. So then Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Muhammad, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will be sufficient for you against them. They have left the truth, but don't worry about them. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will be sufficient for you against them. وهو السميع, and Allah is the all-hearing, العليم, the all-knower. إخواني في الله, this ayah, it became مشكل to some ulama when they are explaining it. Not مشكل, I mean like there is a word in here that might result in the wrong meaning, and that is the word مثل. مثل. فإن آمنوا, if they believe, بمثلي, the word مثل means something similar. If I say فلان مثل فلان, فلان is similar to فلان, right? That's what it means. مثل means similar. This is why when we say about Allah, so we say ولا مثل له, and there's nothing like Allah. ليس كمثله شيء. There's nothing similar to Allah, right? Similar, similarity. So فإن آمنوا, if they, the Yehud and the Nasara, believe بمثلي, in something similar to that which you have believed in, then they have been guided. Is there something similar to Islam? Is there something similar to Islam that they can believe in? هل هناك مثل للإسلام؟ لا. ليس للإسلام مثل. There's nothing similar to it. So it can't mean, because one could interpret and say, you know what, fair enough, the Quran tells us we should believe in something similar. Christianity is similar to Islam. It's all good. And this is not what this verse means. So then, what is the similarity here? The ulama, they say, you have to look at the word ما, بمثل ما. هذا الما مصدرية. أي بمثل إيمانكم. If they believe similar to your belief, if they have an iman similar to your iman. And what is your iman again? وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا, what has been revealed upon the Prophet, etc. Does that make sense? So what's being similar here is the faith itself. So for example, let your faith be similar to your faith, be similar to your faith. That doesn't mean that we're believing in three different things. We all believe in Allah and the Prophet and the messengers. Does that make sense? So this is what it's referring to. So the word مثل here, is the similarity here is Allah يُمَثِّلُ إِيمَانُ الصَّحَابَةِ. If they have the same iman as your iman, then they are guided. Does that make sense? طيب. And Allah is the Sami'u al-Alim. Allah is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what has just been described? The iman that has just been described. The way of Ibrahim that has just been described. The haqq that has just been described is Sibghat Allah. So Allah says, قَالُوا تَعَالَى فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Sibghat Allah. It is the sibgha of Allah. The sibgha of Allah. Now what is sibgha? And Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ sibgha. And which sibgha can be better than the one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The word sibgha, it means to literally color something. To color something. When the ulama discussed the fiqh issue of, are we allowed to color our beards and our hair when it turns white? Sabgh al-sawad. Talk about coloring it black. Right? Is it allowed or not allowed? And the word sibgh is to color something, right? And it is to completely color it, and then it changes from one way to another. What happens when you wanna? Well, let's say I wanna this jacket I'm wearing. I wanna change it to red, and I have red paint. I have to completely dip it in red. And when it comes out, it is changed from what it was to something different, right? طيب. Allah is saying that the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you accept it, when you believe in it, when you have the iman that has just been described, it changes you. Just like when you put a cloth and you do sibgha with it, it completely changes. This religion should change you. It should change you. You should, and how does the change come? Through immersion. That you should immerse yourself in the deen. Follow it. Act upon it. Call towards it. All of this. This is what sibgha is. So this religion is the sibgha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is, and some ulama, they say the sibgha is referring to the fitrah. This is the fitrah of Allah. That which has been imprinted in us. That which we come naturally to. That which when we adopt, we are upon the haqq. And some say it is referring to the deen of Allah. But the word sibgha, lughatan, is to color something completely. Now, what's interesting is, the scholars of tafsir, they mention this verse in relation to something that the Christians do. Right? They dip the child in water. Right? It's called al-ta'amid, or al-umudiyya. And it's called baptism. Baptism. Why do they do this? They believe that when the child is put into this quote-unquote holy water, that it will cleanse the child it will make the child a proper Catholic or a proper Christian, right? This is their version of the sibah. Now, what you're learning here is a few things. Number one, if you want someone to be immersed in the deen and upon the truth, then it's not about what you touch with your body. You can put water on yourself all day long, but it happens here. It happens with iman. The true sibgha is your iman, not the dipping of the water. It is the accepting of the deen, not the superficial things that you're doing to your body. طيب. The other thing is, rather than dipping it in water, dip yourself in the deen of Allah. This is what's being mentioned here. And it was some of the Sahaba in the tafsir of this, like Imam Tabari mentions, he mentions that this ayah is referring or refuting the concept that one can become guided through these type of means. No, the only true guidance is sibghatullah. It is to dip yourself, immerse yourself completely in the acceptance of the faith. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُوا مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغًا. And is there any religion that is better than the one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And now, how do we do this sibgha? How do we imprint this the haqq into us? How do we immerse ourselves? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. And Him alone we worship. And Him alone we worship. Allah alone we worship. Ikhwani fillah, these ayats, they are teaching us about, like, نَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. Ibad is mentioned. Earlier, Islam is mentioned. And Islam is, we mentioned last week, Iman and Islam and difference. That if you truly want to be someone that is guided, you got to put the work in. You can't just sit and think guidance will come to you. You can't just sit and think your Iman will increase. Rather, wallahi, your Iman will decrease. If you want to be someone that is guided, someone that is upon the truth, then you have to do ibadah. You have to actually work on yourself. And this is how you will gain more Iman. And this is how you will stay upon the Hanifi of Ibrahim. And this is how you will stay upon the path of the prophets. One more time. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. If the Yahud and the Nasara, who just said, become one of us and you'll be guided, and Allah answered them, no true guidance is in following the way of the prophets that came before. If they follow that which you follow and believe that which you believe and have an iman similar to yours, then they will be guided. And if they turn away, then O Muhammad, Allah is sufficient for you against them. And Allah mentions that He is the all-hearing, so He hears what they're saying, and Al-Alim, He knows what they are doing. And Allah mentions that the deen of Allah is sibghatullah, wa man ahsana min Allah sibgha, wa nahnu lahu abidun. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question, and tells the Prophet to ask this question. Qul, and say to them, say to the Yahud and Nasara. Because in the beginning they made a claim. What did they say? Kunu Yahud aw Nasara tahtadu. Become one of the Yahud and the Nasara, you'll be guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qul, say to them, atuhajjunana fillah, wa huwa rabbuna. وَرَبُّكُمْ وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ. Are you discussing, arguing, disputing against us about Allah? You who refused to follow the prophets? You who even killed some of the prophets? You who made Musa say, my people have harmed me? You who claim divinity to Isa are arguing to us about Allah? تُحَاجُنَّ فِي اللَّهِ. And then we say, Allah says, وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ. And Allah is our Lord and your Lord. وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. And to you are your actions and to us are our actions. But the difference between our actions and your actions is what? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ. And we are only sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we are only sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ibadah is sincere to Him. Our following is sincere to Him. We are people of Islam in the verse, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. We are people of ibadah in the following verse, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. We are people of ikhlas and sincerity, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ. These ayat, ikhwani fillah, they are meant to teach you the difference between the way of the haqq and the batil. We can all claim that we are upon the haqq, but the haqq has been laid out. The haqq is the way of the prophets, the way of the anbiya, and they have defining traits. Among them, ikhlas al-ibadah lillah. Two, mutaba'atu al-anbiya. Three, al-istislamu lillahi wal-inqiyadu lahu. And three, ikhlas al-ibadah lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Four. So these are the traits that I've mentioned. Number one is what? That it is that we are surrendering and submitting ourselves to Allah alone. Islam. We are true Muslims. Two, that we single out our ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three, our ibadah is sincere to Him. And four, we follow the messengers. This is our way. We don't deny any of them. In fact, what did we say? لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْهُمْ We do not do distinction between the messengers like the Yahud and the Nasara do. These ayats, they teach us that we are the true followers of the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that Ibrahim was a Muslim. Muslim. حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا There's another verse that when the Yahud and the Nasara claimed that Ibrahim is among them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question. First of all, Allah clearly says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا Ibrahim wasn't a Yahudi and he wasn't a Nasrani, he was a Hanif and a Muslim. Now, another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أُنزَلَتِ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Torah and Injil was revealed after him. Do you not have intellect? The Torah and the Injil came after Ibrahim. How is he going to be a Yahudi? How is he going to be a Nasrani? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Do you not have any intellect? Ibrahim alayhi salam was upon the way of Islam. And so was Musa, and so was Isa, and so were their followers. I conclude here, inshallah ta'ala. هذا آخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.